We were, I think, page 404. Page 404.
Come
That's
back
in
to
the
this,
same.
okay.
Oh, yeah?
Amra neshama, ani tzricha likanes v'soich dvarach, I have to interrupt
Yeah,
you.
406.
Today, shelo yizbal bel hadrash b'dayti, kinei amayt ha-reshani se davar echad, she'inini yachol lachav anayt. So you keep on saying a few things that I don't know what you're talking about.
Ah,
Sorry,
he's
we're good?
writing.
Well,
He's writing it to himself. Like, how does he pick which Nakudas the
it's
Talmud
chamsa, so it needs to
allegedly
be.
doesn't understand?
Okay, so. Okay, so.
That's short note.
Yeah, I don't like this thing. Okay, so what's your problem? Mazeh 145. Amar neshama. Amar to shebeshosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu master mishpatay. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hiding his mishpat, oz ha'olam ha'olich bekilkul toy. The world is going downhill. Amar na li achas mishtayim loy timana. Amorna,
You
meaning
have to
what?
admit to me one of two possibilities.
Right. Oy, shahanagatiya b'chesed. So what's keeping the world going when evil is being sustained? So why it's the world being run primarily with chesed, so where's the room for ra? So why is it being held back? So this whole concept is that the world of Yichud is not here, and the world is running on Mishpat. But if the world is running on Mishpat, then Adrabba, the opposite should be true, that the moment that Ra is getting strong, then the Mishpat should completely destroy the Ra.
No, I don't think that his question is the first. You said when Hashem conceals his midah of mishpat, then the world does not function properly and enters a state of desolation and turmoil.
right?
But now, when it enters that state of
What's
desolation and
keeping it going at
turmoil,
that point?
what it has to be either chesed or mishpat. But you just said the state of it is a heder of mishpat, but it can't be chesed because then it will only be good. It can't be chayvavayu.
Right. Meaning the chesed is not active
It is Tayyip Avayu.
because fakir, the chesed, the mishpat said, I'm going to ignore the evil and let it be. Why is chesed active? If chesed was active, then everything should be good. So I thought he said that it's mamash just shmois, the beginning of keshes. It's just Hashem himself.
Well,
Okay, what is that? That's his
Rebbe's
question.
not the Talmud. Rebbe's the Rebbe. The Talmud wants to have the
Here.
clarity.
Okay, so he says, Aleph, ain shum rabbi chisaron elam yikach midas dinoi, v'helem tuvay, v'ar pirash toli adavar l'mayla baruchah, v'abeiz, ki aloi oimer ato, shehester zeh nase, mipnei shehavoyin ez gormim kach, shehakosh baruch hu maaseh, m'kein, arei zeh mishpat v'adai. It's definitely mishpat. Okay? What's definitely mishpat?
That's the second one. There's two
What do you
things
mean? It's,
that.
what do you mean by that, Rabbi? It's definitely mishpat. What's
The, the, there's a question over here. The way he explained, it's a little bit of a catch-22 that we're in. Because he said that there's five tikufos to the world. There's five eras. The first era he explained at the end of yesterday was the first 2,000 years when basically God was not
around.
around. And he was waiting to be found, and Avraham Avinu found him and eventually started a nation and whatever. It was very, very few people that had found Hashem at that point. So what was, and it was just evil. So
The
what,
world was run just on evil.
well, that's
No,
his
it was
question.
master mishpatay.
Hashem's, and he didn't come in and say, you don't believe in me? And come to a nace and prove it. Even though that's the world of Yichud, which is, you could have used a realignment at that point and said, hey, guys, remember me? And I'll bring a marvel and wipe you guys out. Or it could he could have like done a Kriyas Yamsuf or
Babel was pretty impressive. I mean,
I'm saying
yeah,
he
but
did.
it
He
didn't
did.
last that long, right?
He did a marvel, and he did a. And he did
A lot of people
a
died.
flood.
Yeah, but the marvel only lasted. Oh, the only people that survived the marvel were Noach,
Yeah.
and
That stinks for the rest
Noach.
of the world.
Yeah, but even Noah's own
It didn't
children.
make a ration with anybody else. It didn't get
Right,
a ramp
exactly. It didn't serve
to
up.
learn from it.
So the bottom line is, so what was keeping the world going in that tekufa? If it was chesed, so then he should have been open,
Should
nigla,
be
and everyone
toiv.
should have seen him.
He saved Noah, isn't that chesed? And his family.
Well, not really,
Not really,
because
because Noah came about and destroyed the
if
rest
you
of the
destroy the
world.
rest of the world and save 3, 10 people, 8 people, it's not that great. And if it was mishpat, then he should be constantly destroying everybody.
You
So
toiv was.
basically, there's this major right now, catch 22. You're just telling me Hashem was sleeping for 2,000 years, essentially. He pulled himself out of the Bria and let it go. But so what was the energy behind the Bria at that point? Was it chesed or mishpat? If it's chesed, he should have been megala himself, and then there's no room for ra. If it was mishpat, he should have destroyed the evil. So what is this whole midah that 2,000 years can go by and Hashem is just like letting everyone do what they want? What is that?
Experiment. It was an experiment.
Well,
HaKadosh Baruch Hu let people, try to figure it out.
whose experiment?
It was a failed experiment.
Whose experiment?
HaKadosh Baruch Hu's experiment. He just said,
Well,
let's see what's going to
there has
happen.
to be a
Not like
every
Hashem knew like
everything is everything
hypothesis.
is everything everything now that we see the whole bigger picture of the Sefer, everything here is part of the bigger picture. Everything's part of the Yichud.
Right.
But it's taking a break and but it wasn't being realigned. So like what's going on? In which it was like going, but to where and under what was driving force behind it?
Those are great questions.
Yeah, it's
I
very
like
interesting.
the questions.
Yeah, that's what he said in Yimonoshach. Like, look, what's going on? So now, Kiarei ain shum rav chisaron el mikoach midas dino yizbarach ve'helam tuvoi.
Right. So meaning
There's always a
a
combination
state
and.
of tohu va-vohu has to come from mishpat.
Right.
But you just said he was master mishpat at that time. So if you pulled back on the mishpat, how was it tohu va-vohu?
So this is a problem. So this is a very big problem. So let's see, Amar Seichel. So this is my question I'm asking you. So this is the neshama, this is the student asking a question now and saying, like, so how do you have a whole tekufa with neither chesed nor mishpat? So he says, Amar Seichel, vadai hitavta l'shalom. I like your question. I'll answer it. Kol The entire ability of Ra to exist is based on a Hester Panim. The Hester Panim. So what's this midah? It's choshech, and there's two ways Hashem does choshech. Who behinasin hamakom. One form of hester is when Hashem allows the evil to just control. He doesn't want the evil even to get their punishment because then the evil becomes realigned, like we said, redirected. Ella, he told us Hester Pnei. So the first thing is that sometimes Hashem's Hester Panim will allow the Mishpat to exist without being judged and punished. Because by punishing it, you're realigning it and fixing it.
Oh, we don't want that.
Not in this
Right.
tekufa. He's basically saying like this. realignment of evil is based on chesed. Right? That's the other koach coming and saying, let's realign the whole pendulum line. Right? Realign, realign. Okay. When mishpat is in control, there's two ways that mishpat can allow evil or deals with evil. Because the realignment method is not mishpat, it's chesed. So how does mishpat deal with evil? So it's a very big yesod. Two ways. Either not allow you to be realigned, let you live in your evil until you get to the point of the total abyss that you basically self-destruct. But I'm not going to help you get back on track. You got to hit rock bottom. That's
You gotta hit rock bottom, and then I'll help you.
And then
then it will
no.
reconstruct, and then it will just
Oh, and
it
then you
won't have a
help.
kiyum at all.
Okay, so that's the other way.
The other way
Other
is
way is.
the punishment is so severe that it's not a punishment which realigns. It's just a punishment to destroy you.
Wait, no.
Yeah, that's base.
I
Base.
thought base is that we tack again the kapara. I'll tell you
No,
that.
that's chesed.
No.
No,
Meaning you get put tested would be to just forgive you of your averus. You daven,
actually, like, yeah, it's not an asset. Mishpat.
Mishpat can either allow you to just sink and sink and sink and sink, or it can punish you and then allow you to get kapara through the punishment.
And what's chesed? Just ignore it?
Chesed be
Realign.
Michael. Michael.
So
He said
Mishpat
on the
doesn't have
first
a
line, they
positive
say
side, just
through
punishment
chesed
side.
was
No, that's what he's trying to
canceled
say.
how
Now
man
he's arguing on
sinks as
me.
if they
He
never
could be he's
happened.
right.
I'm just reading the English. I'm telling mom yet.
Okay, so it could be he's right. That I was a little wrong on that. Mishpat deals with averus. He's saying in two ways. Either ignore, let it be powerful and eventually self-destruct, or allow you to have a space within the function of the world, and in which case I will fix your problems and have
But
your
it's
tikkun.
Ayidei Yisurin,
Like Lamashal, we
Ayin
kept on
Shemen
saying
Yisurin.
that the guf will go through a tchias amesim in order to become part again of the master plan. So there's a way for evil to be
You're a
nesu,
kapara, basically.
basically at a kapar.
Yeah.
So he's saying when I meant that during the 2,000 years
Yeah.
there was no mishpat, it didn't mean that there was no mishpat at all, and which midah was reigning, mishpat or chesed, neither. No. The midah of mishpat was, but which type of mishpat? It wasn't the mishpat that is misakin. It was the mishpat that allows self-destruction. And that's why it was the more severe mishpat. Which is fascinating, right? If you would tell your child, which is better, ignore what you do wrong or punish you to not teach you what to do right? They would rather be
Punishment.
ignored, right? But
Well,
really, they
listen.
wouldn't. That's a more severe mishpat.
Yeah.
That's a more severe mishpat than to, when they do something wrong, to actually teach them, so punish them as they go along, so that eventually they can fix their ways.
What does it mean self-destruct? What
Mabul
happened
and
to the
these
marble?
things.
Why is that called
No,
self-destruct?
they
They
came to a
bring
point that you're
about
not a suki in Abul.
destruction. They bring about
Oh,
their
okay.
own
It's not
destruction.
Mabul.
Self-destruction.
No, I'm saying,
It's
but
the thing.
Avram Avinu, once he's Megayer,
In a
he's
spiritual
no
way,
longer
yes.
related to Terach. That's
Yes.
it. Zera Terach is over. Avram is no longer related to Terach. He wasn't Misak and Terach. Avram, the 2,000 years, I'm saying a nice chiddush right now. The 2,000 years, just pointing that out. The tkufa of 2,000 years ends with Avram Avinu, right? Avram Avinu starts the next tkufa. Normally, if you have a guy who's like a Baal Tshuva, so in a way, he's bringing his zechus to his family. That's it, right? He's bringing his zechus to his family before him because they brought him till this point and they taught me good values and man, I ended up becoming a Baal Tshuva and whatever. That would be more like a tikkun type of process. Avram Avinu becomes, when he becomes Avram, he's completely disassociated from Terach.
We spoke this out by the Haggadah in the paragraph of over there with Yitzchak Zakharin, that Avram Avinu, when he becomes Lech Lecha, it means get rid, you are no longer considered part of Terach. In other words, Terach came to the point of evil that he's not Shaykh anymore to the master plan. For example, Esav. It says in Chazal, Esav was supposed to marry Leah. And that's why she was crying, right? That means Esav had a function within the master plan. Maybe it was going to be a fourth Av. Maybe it would be like Yisachar Zvulun relationship. Maybe all the Beis Halevi's mom. There was a function for Esav in the master plan. When Esav says, Lama Zeh Anoichi, when he says that he's Lama Zeh B'chayra and he sells the B'chayra, he was mafkir himself from being part of the master plan. He came to the point of no return.
Self-destruct.
You can't become a sukkah anymore.
That's self-destruct.
So some things that you could do that you can't go back.
Reb Oren Reich says, I was a child, I would love watching a professional chess match. The professional chess matches. And he says, these guys, he says, sometimes someone makes bad move. He says, but when you're watching that game, there's sometimes a person can make one move. And it may take another 100 moves of the guy, but the game's over.
And sometimes they see it in advance.
And you see it right away. There's no going back at that point.
Wow. Good analogy, Rabbi. Wow. That's a good one.
Huh? It was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But that's the point. That's Mamash what he's saying over here. Yishmak of heart. So during the 2,000 years, it's a good kasha. During the 2,000 years, there's no mishmar, there's no chesed. So what is it? Instead, it's another type of mishmar, of self-destruction.
Rabbi, you know,